Tom Kirkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Rain and or drizzle ending this morning. Otherwise, cloudy conditions. Will have a high of about 39 degrees. Kenosha right now, it's a 37. It's 38 in Burlington. 37 Milwaukee, also 37 in Racine. Flood warning continues for the Root River Canal at Raymond in Racine County. As of 2 this morning, the river measured 9.1 feet, just over flood stage. Minor flooding is occurring over one of the baseball diamonds in the area near 6 Mile Road, also in some agricultural areas. Forecast is calling for minor flooding to also impact other areas before the Root River starts to recede. Meanwhile, a flood warning in place for the Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County. As of 3 this morning, the river measured just over 10 feet. Minor flooding is forecast, the river to rise above the 11-foot flood stage by late this morning, perhaps reaching 11.9 feet by tomorrow morning. From there, the river will start to fall below flood stage by Monday night. We Energies is urging customers behind on their energy bills catch up now before the end of the winter moratorium on shutoffs, which is April 17th. It could mean a disconnection of service. Customers of significant arrears are the most at risk. The utility's Kathy Schultz says they will be getting notification about it in the mail, but her advice, call the utility as soon as possible, deal with the situation.
So customers who are having a problem paying their bill really should call us now. Don't wait. We want to get them established on a payment plan so they can get caught up and avoid disconnection.
She points out there are a number of options and payment plans available to help customers avoid losing their service. Kenosha City Plan Commission will be reviewing a conceptual plan for a proposed Mills Farm and Fleet store on the city's far west side. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The retailer has proposed a 218,000-square-foot store at the southwest corner of 60th Street and 122nd Avenue, the West Frontage Road. The project would also include a gas station convenience store with a car wash in what is currently a farm field and just north of the site where Aurora Healthcare is planning a new facility. A conditional use permit would be required from the Plan Commission before a building permit could be issued. According to its website, Mills Fleet Farm has 35 stores in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and North Dakota. The closest is in Germantown. The City Plan Commission meeting is scheduled for 5 p.m. next Thursday at the Municipal Building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Johnson Insurance is going to anchor a new office development plan for a site next to the O&H Danish Bakery on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant. A news release from the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, when the Olson family developed their new store, says they set aside an acre of land for future development. Pale Properties, owned by the family, are going to build a 14,000-square-foot office building on the former Golden Keys restaurant site. Johnson Insurance, currently in a former auto dealership building near the interstate, will occupy more than 10,000 square feet of that building. A Potbelly sandwich shop is also planned. A permanent outdoor stage for Racine's festival site versus a $7,000 rental for each event. That'll be happening this summer thanks to a $100,000 donation from Rotary Founders Club and a $150,000 original city estimate on the cost. That's not quite what the $240,000 loan bid came in at. The actual final cost, though, well, it might turn out to be somewhere in between that. Assistant City Public Works Commissioner Tom Eag explained the added cost is because of details like structural design, power needs, and blending it with the rest of the site. He has said that Absolute Construction has done other city projects. They're willing to work with the city on adjusting the price. Rotary, he said, also aware of the added cost.
We've worked with them on three phases of City Hall renovations. They're always good to work with. Talked with them about amending things. We could drive the cost down to make it closer to that $150,000 initial estimate. We could take out some of the concrete work. The Rotary Club has offered to potentially donate more funds for this. Some of the contractors offered to do some work for free on this. So again, those can reduce the costs on this, and those would come in as a change order.
The goal is to get the outdoor stage built before July 1st, ahead of the holiday and the heart of the wedding season. Recommendation from the Public Works panel going to the Common Council is to approve the bid result. Property owners in Mount Pleasant's Campbell Woods subdivision threatened to do it, and now they have filed suit against the village board for what they claim was an improper vote to approve a large senior living facility. The Campbell Woods Homeowners Association argued their position every chance available at meetings on the project, calling it a violation of spot zoning laws. Village planning staff disagreed and supported the project. The board then voted to approve. Lawsuit also maintains procedures were not properly followed and that the project does not fit the village's long-range planning goals for that area. The goal of the lawsuit to stop the project from starting this year. WRJN News Time coming up to 7:41.